A wildfire north of Fairbanks is drawing a major response. The 600-acre fire north of the Chattanooga River was called in Monday afternoon. The blaze has been hit with water and retardant drops while crews attack it on the ground. Fire Information Officer Sarah Sarlos says the response is aimed at keeping the Hastings Fire away from private property along the river.
The higher concentration of subdivisions and cabins are south of the Chattanooga River. We want to keep it as contained as possible, and that's why basically we threw the world at it last night.
The Hastings Fire has been fanned by southwest winds, which increased activity, but drove the main advance of flames away from populated areas. The scenario is similar to what happened on the nearby Moose Mountain Fire last week. The cause of both fires is undetermined. While the wind direction has been favorable, Fairbanks Area Forestry Information Officer Pete Buist says weather conditions are a concern.
The warm, dry weather that we've had, and then getting a lightning bust two nights ago at the, you know, coming over the area that is so dry. We had 22 starts on Sunday and 16 yesterday. So, and that's statewide. And a lot of those have been in the Fairbanks area.
Buse says resources have been beefed up with outside help to meet the challenge.
We ordered a lot of people and equipment in, and so far we've been able to deal with just about everything that Mother Nature has thrown at us here, but we are very, very busy.
Buist says additional water scooping planes, retardant air tankers, and helicopters, as well as additional fire crews, have been brought into the state. As of this morning, 265 fires have burned more than 100,000 acres in Alaska. 16 fires are staffed, including one of the largest. The East Volkmar Fire, northeast of Delta Junction, has burned an estimated 19,000 acres. The lightning-started blaze grew dramatically over the weekend due to high winds and hot, dry weather, but Fire Information Officer Sharon Rausch says conditions moderated enough Monday for crews to work closer to the front.
There was fairly light winds. We had the humidities were just up a little bit. They weren't in the teens anymore. They were in the upper 20% range. And so those conditions helped firefighters get right up against the fire line on a portion for several miles on the southwest corner, which is down above the Volkmar River drainage.
Rausch says the fire has primarily been moving away from areas where there are structures.
It started in full, and as it's been spreading toward the east, it's moved into a limited protection area. And so the firefighters are trying to coordinate efforts to keep the fire from moving to the west.
200 firefighters are working the East Volkmar Fire, keeping an eye on remote cabins in the potential path of the fire. Meanwhile, rain has helped efforts to slow another large fire in the interior. The 23,000-acre Coal Creek Fire, northeast of Healy, picked up about half an inch of precipitation, and that allowed more direct suppression work today. A fire weather watch is in effect through tonight along the Alaska Range and for the Tanana and Deltana flats due to winds expected to gust to 30 miles per hour and low humidity.